Hotel there, 23 minutes past 8, with Jersey Girl. No Jersey Cows this morning, Andy?
We don't seem to have any, though, because it's a case of the morning after the night before for most people.
Certainly for us, I must say. But it was a good St. Patrick's Day. I enjoyed it.
I'd say it was, on the whole, by and large, in balance.
Notwithstanding and in respect of.
Yes. Well, I should imagine there's a lot of people taking today off, making a long weekend of it, so it's not surprising that there are only two livestock auctions today in our area. Sheep will have to wait until Monday for their little get-together, but there's a mart for pigs today in Bandon, and in Mallow we're buying and selling cattle. That's the farming news.
And we now have Helen Reddy at 24 minutes past 8 with a song called Peaceful.
In the morning fun when no one will be drinking any more wine, I'll wake the sun up by noon.
Past 8 with Helen Reddy, and it's Oh So Peaceful. And after Kajagoogoo with Too Shy, we'll be looking at the news headlines. Kajagoogoo with a song called Too Shy. It's now 8:30 on this Friday morning.
In a telephone conversation between Dr. Fitzgerald and President Reagan yesterday evening, President Reagan said his government will continue to do all it can to prevent Americans helping violence in Ireland. Mr. Reagan said his government was very pleased at the latest efforts being made by the Irish government to reconcile the two traditions in the north. He said the American government would do everything it could to assist these moves. The Taoiseach has said that he hopes the increase in bank interest rates will be short-term. Dr. Fitzgerald, who goes on television tonight, mainly to make a statement on the economy, told reporters in Cork yesterday that the banks had had to respond to pressures in the money market. The Labour TD for Louth, Mr. Michael Bell, is resigning from the parliamentary party over the social welfare bill. He's called it the most savage and evil measure ever to be brought before the Dáil, and he says he'll vote against it if there's a division on Tuesday. An Arab League delegation led by King Hussein of Jordan will be having talks with Mrs. Thatcher and the British Foreign Secretary, Mr. Pym, today. They're going to discuss the prospects of progress in the Middle East. The Arabs want pressure to be exerted by the United Nations Security Council, of which Britain is a member, for the withdrawal of Israeli troops from Lebanon. Finally, shops in the border area say they've had the best St. Patrick's Day trading in 15 years. Shopkeepers in Newry estimated that their turnover was 4 or 5 times more than on a normal Thursday. The weather, dull and close without breaks of rain or drizzle. There'll be some hill fog in places. Those are the headlines. Main bulletin at 9.
Thank you, Andy. And if you're regular listeners to us around about this time, that'll be the last time that you hear Andrew Hukin reading the 8:30 news headlines, because you're leaving us today.
Yes, I am.
Good luck.
Thank you.
In what you do.
Here's okay.
Here's a song especially for you, mate.
Lay your head down without a hand to hold. You'll never make your bed out in the cold. May you never lose your temper if you get hit in a barroom fight. May you never lose your woman overnight. But just like a great storm sister.
Electrical Contractors Limited, 129 Oliver Plunkett Street. The contractors for your domestic, industrial and maintenance needs. We specialise in industrial warehousing, factories, industrial estates and housing schemes. Your household electrical requirements are also catered for. Free estimates given without obligation. Contact Everett's Electrical Contractors Limited, 129 Oliver Plunkett Street. Telephone 23440 or pages at 21550.
Hey, girls!
New Age's final clearance sale is now happening with absolutely everything going for crazy prices. This sale will last for 1 week only. So, ladies, don't miss it. The greatest clearance of the year at New Age's Oliver Plunkett Street, Cork.
Decorating your bathroom or kitchen? Then call to the Tile Shop, Bandon and Skibbereen. All patterns made up to suit your requirements, and our prices will suit your pocket. So it's a must when redecorating to contact the Tile Shop first. Tiling service always available. The Tile Shop, Bandon and Skibbereen. Phone 023-41884 or 028-21864.
This is Bob Kingsley inviting you to join me this week as I count down the nation's 40 biggest hits in country music on American Country Countdown. Sundays from 2 till 5.
ERI 225. Yeah.
Third World and a song called Cool Meditation. Before that, Eric Clapton, especially for Andy, who's leaving us today, and that was May You Never. 21 minutes our way from 9, as we hear Dan Fogelberg and Run for the Roses. And to take us around to the headlines, it's Simon and Garfunkel with Homeward Bound.
In the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand. And every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Silently for me.
Garfunkel with Homeward Bound. It's now 8:45 and time to join Andy once more.
And the headlines. In a telephone conversation between Dr. Fitzgerald and President Reagan yesterday evening, President Reagan said his government will continue to do all it can to prevent Americans helping violence in Ireland. The Taoiseach has said he hopes the increase in bank interest rates will be short-term. Dr. Fitzgerald, who goes on television tonight mainly to make a statement on the economy, told reporters in Cork yesterday that the banks had had to respond to pressures in the money market. The United States has expressed concern to Israel about two incidents last week involving American Marines and Israeli troops in Lebanon. Few details have been given, but according to the Marines commandant, the lives of American servicemen have been threatened. The Labour TD for Louth, Mr. Michael Bell, is resigning from the parliamentary party over the social welfare bill. He's called it the most savage and evil measure ever to be brought before the Dáil, and he says he will vote against it if there's a division on Tuesday. Finally, the actor Nicholas Ball, star of the television detective series Hazel, has been arrested for alleged possession of cocaine. It's understood he'll be appearing in Bow Street Magistrates Court in London later today.
Everett's Electrical Contractors Limited, 129 Oliver Plunkett Street. The contractors for your domestic, industrial and maintenance needs. We specialise in industrial warehousing, factories, industrial estates and housing schemes. Your household electrical requirements are also catered for. Free estimates given without obligation. Contact Everett's Electrical Contractors Limited, 129 Oliver Plunkett Street. Telephone 23440 or pages at 215-50.
The Tent Shop Rutland Street, Cork are now displaying a fabulous range of top quality family chalet tents and ridge tents at the Elm Tree Garden Centre. Come and visit our great camping show this weekend at the Elm Tree Garden Centre on the main Cork to Middleton Road. The Tent Shop Rutland Street, Cork. Phone 965582. Decorating your bathroom or kitchen? Then call to the Tile Shop, Bandon and Skibbereen. All patterns made up to suit your requirements, and our prices will suit your pocket. So it's a must when redecorating to contact the Tile Shop first. Tiling service always available. The Tile Shop, Bandon and Skibbereen. Phone 023-41884 or 028-21864.
With Blancmange and Living on the Ceiling.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Dancing in the street as this week's soundtrack of the 60s brings you some of the greatest hits of all time. We'll hear the Beatles, the Shirelles, and Gene Pitney. We'll talk with Dean Torrance from the musical duo of Jan and Dean and take a special look at the early career of the Four Tops. This is Gary Owens cordially inviting you to join us once again this week for Soundtrack of the 60s.
Saturday morning from 10 until 1 on ERI.
And that was Valerie at 2 minutes our way from 9 o'clock. And to take us up to the news with Andy, it's some music from Herb Alpert. To Munster on 225 AM, 102 and 106 FM. This is ERI.
9 o'clock, Andrew Huchin. In a telephone conversation between Dr. Fitzgerald and President Reagan yesterday evening, President Reagan said his government will continue to do all it can to prevent Americans helping violence in Ireland. Mr. Reagan said his government was very pleased at the latest efforts being made by the Irish government to reconcile the two traditions in the north. He said the American government would do everything it could to assist these moves. A large group of senior American politicians led by Senator Edward Kennedy is calling on President Reagan to put pressure on Britain to work for Irish unity. In a statement, Senator Kennedy said Britain had contributed to the violence because of its timid statesmanship. But one of the best signs of hope, he said, was the forum to plan for a new Ireland. This is Senator Kennedy's most forthright statement on Northern Ireland, and it's intended to put pressure on Mrs. Thatcher to change the direction of Northern Ireland policy. The Labour TD for Louth, Mr. Michael Bell, has resigned from the Parliamentary Labour Party. He said that he'll vote against the Social Welfare Bill on Tuesday if a division is called. He said the measure was the most savage and evil ever to be brought before the Dáil. Mr. Bell said the bill was contrary to the most fundamental principles of the Labour Party and against the interests of working-class people. The Limerick Labour Party deputy, Mr. Frank Prendergast, who said he'd have difficulty voting for the Social Welfare Bill, says he'll be considering his position later today. At a reception in Cork yesterday, Dr. Fitzgerald announced that the Small Industries Development section of the IDA is to be expanded in the area. He said 7 more industrial development officers would be appointed to the authority in Cork. The unit could make decisions on grant assistance locally rather than wait for approval from the central office in Dublin. The area to be covered is east of a line from Kanturk to Kinsale, and the Taoiseach says the areas west of that had already been designated for special consideration. The United States has expressed concern to Israel about 2 incidents last week involving American Marines and Israeli troops in Lebanon. Few details have been given, but according to the Marines' commandant, the lives of American servicemen have been threatened. A State Department spokesman in Washington said the matter had been raised with the Israeli government at a high level, and he understands that steps are being taken to resolve the situation. 2 Irish priests expelled from Chile after being accused of illegal political activity are due to arrive at London Airport this morning. They're Father Brendan Ford and Father Desmond McGillicuddy. The priests said that they're very unhappy about their dismissal, and they said they hope to be allowed to return at a later date. The Taoiseach has said that he hopes the increase in bank interest rates will be short-term. Dr. Fitzgerald, who goes on television tonight mainly to make a statement on the economy, told reporters in Cork yesterday that the banks had had to respond to pressures on the money market. The Taoiseach said the building society should allow time to see how the situation would evolve. They've already said they'll have to increase mortgage rates if the bank interest increases lasted more than a month. In an Arab League delegation led by King Hussein of Jordan, we'll be having talks with Mrs. Thatcher and the British Foreign Secretary, Mr. Pym, today to discuss the prospects of progress in the Middle East. The Arabs want pressure to be exerted by the United Nations Security Council, of which Britain is a member, for the withdrawal of Israeli troops from Lebanon. Finally, shops in the border area say they've had the best St. Patrick's Day trading in 15 years. Shopkeepers in Newry estimated that their turnover was 4 or 5 times more than that of a normal Thursday. The weather, it'll be dull and close without breaks of rain or drizzle. There'll be some hill fog in places. ERI News at 9:03.
It's 8:44, 16 minutes to 9. Back in just a moment from the song from Modern Romance.
Downtown Middleton have just received their new range of men's suits, sports jackets and a fantastic range of men's slacks. Complete range of boys' confirmation and communion outfits now in stock. So dress right this spring with Middleton Menswear, Downtown Middleton. Open late Fridays until 9 p.m.
Attention, attention.
Contact Falvey Housing Development of 367 Blarney Street, and we will show you a three-bedroom, semi-detached house in Markland Woods, Maryborough, Douglas, with many, many extras, and all for a mere £24,900. Call Falvey Housing Development at 501-611 for further details on Markland Woods, Maryborough, Douglas. Also, why not visit Falvey's other show houses at Hawthorne, Dublin Hill, and Carrigdown, Water Park, Carrigaline. If you are thinking of buying a new or second-hand house, it is strongly advised to go and see Falvey's at their show houses, or call to head office 367 Blarney Street, Cork. Remember, it costs nothing for advice. Falvey Build, okay?
ERI 225.
Tonight, the news is next, and then we'll be back with the last hour of Daybreak from this morning. ERI on 225 and 102 FM. And can you imagine a garden party on such a day? All those umbrellas going in the wrong direction, Molly.
Fromoy have a huge selection of used cars bought at pre-budget prices. So for an A1 guaranteed used car at the right price, call to Kavanagh's of Fromoy. We are trading since 1919. Kavanagh's of Fromoy, the main Ford dealers and the people you can trust.
ERI plays your favorites 24 hours a day.
This week, Bill Withers, Lovely Day, Diana Ross, Ain't a Mountain High Enough, Trance, Wire Thing, Neil Young, Harvest. Plus, Fleetwood Mac, Supertramp, Gene Pitney, Mamas and the Papas, Motown, Traffic, Christa Berg, and more. There's Soundtrack of the 60s on Saturday and American Country Countdown on Sunday. ERI, playing your favorites.
Broadcasting to Munster on 225 AM, 102 and 106 FM, this is ERI.
9 o'clock, Sean O'Sullivan. Talks on the common market currency prices will continue in Brussels this morning. The EC finance ministers couldn't reach agreement over the weekend on an adjustment of those currencies in the European Monetary System, the EMS. Today they'll be allowed to float separately on the foreign exchange. The finance ministers will be anxious to finalise a deal before this afternoon's summit of the EC heads of government. and the Irish government wants a realignment of the punt against other EMS currencies, resulting in a 4-5% devaluation against sterling. This would make Irish exports more competitive and imports more expensive. However, because of disagreement over exchange rates between currencies central to the EMS, Europe is now threatened with a major currency crisis. The French government hasn't accepted the proposed devaluation of the French franc of about 2.5%, while the German mark would increase in value by about 5%. And the Fianna Fáil spokesman on finance, Mr. Michael O'Kennedy, says the Taoiseach is guilty of a fundamental lack of judgment in offering his opinions on devaluations before the decision in Brussels. Mr. Kennedy says it's unprecedented for a Prime Minister to speculate on such an important matter. The two-day meeting of EEC heads of government is expected to be dominated by the currency talks. However, there'll also be discussions about rising unemployment within the common market, falling oil prices, and Britain's contribution to the community budget. There are also expected to be informal discussions between the Taoiseach, Dr. Fitzgerald, and the British Prime Minister, Mrs. Thatcher, on Anglo-Irish relations. Both sides see a resumption of contact at this level as important. However, Dr. Fitzgerald stresses that no significant developments in Anglo-Irish relations can be expected in what may turn out to be a British election year. Flights into Shannon Airport will not be disrupted today, say Aer Lingus. According to the airline, management and staff will deal with the flights. Yesterday, outward flights were delayed for about 2 hours when 40 clerical staff stopped work in a grading and overtime dispute at the cargo terminal. There'll be a union meeting at noon today. Abroad, the Polish authorities say they've granted clemencies to another 244 people serving prison sentences for violating the martial law regulations. It means they will be released and will remain on probation for up to 5 years. The death toll in the state of Assam in northeast India is continuing to rise. Last month's election violence, in which thousands of people were killed, has been followed by a wave of bomb attacks and rioting. Over the weekend, at least 25 people were reported to have been killed. The authorities in Addis Ababa have appealed for international aid for Ethiopia, which is suffering its most severe drought for 10 years. They say at least 1 million people are in danger of starvation in the north of the country. Now for some travel news. The B&I Pembroke to Rosslare ferry has been delayed by the bad weather. The ferry was due at Rosslare at 6:30 this morning, and according to a company spokesman, the ferry will dock as soon as the weather improves. And now for a look at that weather. Heavy showers with hail and the risk of thunder, but there'll also be some bright spells. Winds westerly force 5 to 6 with occasional gusts of up to force 10 in west and southwest coastal areas. And today's maximum temperature 12 degrees Celsius. ERI News at 3 minutes past 9.
Steve Marshall. Talking at me, I don't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind.
Because of all my pride, the tears I gotta hide,
from the 60s, from the Searchers, the Beatles, and Harry Nilsson. And today's travel news, the B&I Pembroke to Rosslare ferry has been delayed by bad weather. It was due at Rosslare at 6:30 this morning, and a company spokesman says that the ferry will dock as soon as the weather improves. And according to Aer Lingus, flights into Shannon Airport will not be disrupted by industrial action today. It's 11 minutes after 9.
Amber Oil Products for Moy, for your tractor diesel, auto diesel, and heating oils. For keenest prices and personal service, contact Amber Oil Products for Moy. Phone 025 38250 or the North Cork Oil Company at Mitchellstown, 025 24353. Service is our speciality. So for your next fill of oil, get in touch with us at Amber Oil Products for Moy. Phone 025 38250 or the North Cork Oil Company, Mitchellstown, 025 24353.
With all the best in music.